The question was asked, how does Shemitah affect marijuana? And so I think we have to address more key questions and then address that question. So there was once a person who called Rabbi Moshe Feinstein on the phone and said, Rabbi, I have a plate before me with pork, and I have a gun in my hand, and I'm either going to eat the pork or shoot myself. Which should I do? Eat the pork or shoot myself? I'm going to count till 60, and you have to give me an answer. True story. One, two. And Rabbi Feinstein spent 60 seconds telling the person, you are not allowed to shoot yourself, and you're not allowed to eat the pork. But you're not allowed to shoot yourself, and you're not allowed to eat the pork. But don't shoot yourself, because you're not allowed to, and you're not allowed to eat the pork. Why? Because just because someone puts an ultimatum to a rabbi or frames a question a certain way doesn't force the rabbi to say something is permissible. Sometimes the answer is they're both not permissible. So don't corner me into an assumption. Sometimes a question presupposes an assumption. It's like the guy who asks his friend, Bob, did you stop beating your wife yet? You know, what's he supposed to say? Yes, he's in trouble. No, I never beat her. Right. The question presupposes an assumption. So the question about marijuana and Shemitah presupposes an assumption. So I would like to address that assumption. I think that most of the classes we learn, we get along really well. I think so. This is one class which guys don't like when we address marijuana. And every year this question comes up. And every year, guys have many reasons why they disagree with me about what I have to say about marijuana. So you guys can join the club if you disagree with me, but you're also welcome to check the facts. The difference between me and you, I shouldn't say this online, but the difference is that I've never touched the thing. You know, I can look at it with an unadulterated view. I'm looking at it with no partiality. And if you research marijuana usage, you can discover what are the medical issues with usage of marijuana. Oh, so you'll tell me, but some states have legalized it, and there are benefits, and it calms a person, blah, blah, blah. Right, I'm not denying that there are certain benefits to it, but people get addicted. So you'll tell me people get addicted to chocolate and coffee. Right, but it's different. People's addictions evolve. And anyways, a person shouldn't be addicted to anything. You know, there's a mitzvah in the Torah that if people have a child who is into materialism in an addictive way, so much so that he steals from his parents in order to buy meat, and he doesn't even wait for the meat to be fully cooked before he eats it, and he steals from his parents to buy wine, and he drinks it before it's really ready. So that can be a ben sorer umore, and there's a prohibition against that. So Rabbi Feinstein extrapolates that to the prohibition of being addicted. A person should not be addicted. So that's one big problem. There's another problem that a person very often evolves. Many people who have started with marijuana have found that they want something that'll give them a greater sensation. And so you'll find many, many people who evolved to many different places. There's a third issue, that the marijuana that they sell is very often adulterated. Very often the marijuana that they sell, and this is especially true in Israel, I wouldn't know, but one of the students who heard this class asked me a few years ago to inform you guys that what's sold, being that there's no real supervision over it, so what they do is they purposely mix in some harder drugs so that people get addicted. The person suddenly needs the next dose. So it could be they do it every place. There's every reason to think they do it every place. I mean, it's all black market, right? What? Why? Like I said, every year people argue with me. You are cordially invited to check your facts. I worked with scientific facts. Previous years, I even posted them on Rav Listman's door. All the dangers of marijuana usage and all the harmful effects of marijuana usage. And guys would always come back to me with a whole list of things from the internet that they found. Okay, the question is what sources you're using. Use reliable medical sources and see what the medical world has to say about it. Like I said, every year guys disagree with me. I said, I think other classes we get along on. On this one, we don't get along, I know. Every year, guys, I'm sorry, Yoshua, it's your first night here. We're off to a bad start in this sense. You don't have to agree with me. Check your facts.
Sugar's addictive. It's the same as cocaine. It's the same mental reaction. So we should...
A good question doesn't necessarily preclude a statement. You have a question. Maybe we have to address it a little later. But so that's why the question, it's like you'd ask me, when I go to a Burger King, should I be careful that the lettuce they serve me with a cheeseburger shouldn't have bugs on it? Of course you should be careful the lettuce shouldn't have bugs on it, but you shouldn't be at the Burger King eating a cheeseburger. That's not kosher. You can't eat cheese and meat together. So yes, it's one prohibition to eat cheese and meat together. It's another prohibition to eat bugs with lettuce. But it's not exactly right to start talking about whether the lettuce they serve at Burger King is going to be bug-free or not, because you're dealing with something not kosher. So when we speak about marijuana usage, so to my mind, you're discussing with me something that's not kosher. And as such, that's where my answer remains.
Why would they give it to people in medicine, like cancer patients?
I'm not saying that there aren't good uses for it. You know, the venom of a snake is used in heart medication. Everything has good uses. For sure, there are oncology patients that need even harder drugs than marijuana. My dear, I personally met with the head pharmacist of Jerusalem to attain for one of our students one of the hardest forms of drugs they have, because he needed it medically. He had a medical condition. He had a certain a medical problem where legally he was supposed to take it. So I personally worked for him. I met with the head pharmacist. They have a head pharmacist from the government, the head pharmacist of Jerusalem, to attain for him the authorization to take those very hard drugs. Of course, there are times when it's correct to use it. That has nothing to do with the question at hand.
I wasn't addicted to it. I don't feel like I need it.
Okay.